Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. Thanks.
Don't miss a pitch of...
South Bay in 2024, and the Grizzlies last night, a tough 1-0 loss. But boy, yesterday was a lot of fun. We had an outstanding pitching matchup. It was Major League rehabber Robbie Ray for San Jose, and Grizzlies and Rockies number 19 prospect Jack Mahoney. And both starters had scoreless outings, so it was up to the bullpen. And unfortunately, in the bottom of the seventh, a bases-loaded walk to Drew Cavill.
Drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary.
Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh. Find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
He really... Well, back in your college days is Nick Guile. How great is it to see him up here with Fresno?
I'm really happy he's gotten his opportunity. He's been a great addition to our lineup. He's a guy that's grateful to be here. He takes a lot of pride in executing those things we were talking about, like moving a runner with nobody out, or driving a runner in from third. He's kind of like our Swiss Army knife. You can kind of plug him anywhere in the lineup. I'm really happy for him. Obviously, there's a relationship that...
Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 11, Isaiah Coupe. A 4-2 record, a 3.81 ERA. So once again, your Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup, Hobson, Mendez, Perez, Wimmer, Guile, Cumberry, Cruz, and Coupe on the bump, as they will battle right-hander Hubert Mejias, who is 3-4 to Ty Hanchy. And a check swing, field of base, will pick up a pair of RBI on his second, and now we have a pickle as Ryle will possibly be tagged out, and Guile will finish the putout to end the inning. Two more runs score, though, a 5-run inning for the Giants. We head to the top of the second, all San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the second inning, 5-0 Giants after a 5-run first inning. Another big inning for San Jose as Nick Guile will lead things off as he lines one out to left field. That ball's hit well and it's off the wall. This should be a possible double for Guile. Instead, he will stop at first base as what a play from Diaz out in left. So a hard hit single off the wall in left field. But Guile is on the second hit for Fresno as it brings up left fielder Brad Cumbis. So 5 runs on 4 hits, 1 error in that bottom of the first for San Jose. There was also 2 walks as here is a fly ball lifted foul, counted no balls and a strike against Isaiah Coupe. And now Hubert Mejias with some run support trying to just cruise through the rest of this game. The Grizzlies were hit by a 6-run the other day as there's a check on Guile. Counted no balls and 1 strike here in the top of the second inning. Mejias will come set. Here comes the 0-1. And it's a line drive in a center field, a base hit. As Cassiani will throw it in, Guile will stop at second. So runners at first and second after a pair of singles for Fresno. No outs as it brings up second baseman Tevin Tucker. Third hit for the Grizzlies as they're trying to put some life into the offense. Yesterday it was 1-0. We already have 5 runs today. And we're in the top of the second inning. We also have 7 hits. Yesterday we had 13 combined. As here comes the pitch from Mejias. As Tucker takes it inside, count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. As Tevin Tucker, the West Virginia product, runners at first and second with no outs as the 1-0 is outside, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Coupe in that bomb the first, 4 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks. He also had 1 strikeout. As he had faced 8 batters in that first inning. Here's the 2-0 to Tucker. It's a called strike. Counted 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeremy Rada behind the plate. Joshua Runge on the bases. 5-0 San Jose here in the top of the second inning. The Grizzlies with 3 hits as the 2-1 on its way. And Tucker fouls it off. 2 balls and 2 strikes. This Grizzlies offense did not score yesterday, but had 14 hits on Thursday night. That was the second most hits in a game this season. So an up and down year for Fresno's offense as the 2-2 is lifted foul and out of play. Count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tevin Tucker at the dish. Glad you could join us. Apologize for any of the technical difficulties into tonight's game. We are back on the airwaves here on stream, guys, as here comes the 2-2 and another foul ball. Looked like a breaking ball there from Mejias as he tried to get Tucker on the inside part of the plate. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch again, and a chopper foul. Tucker stays alive. continuing to up the pitch count for Mejias here in the second inning. Mejias, a very quick top of the first inning where we saw Andy Perez join the Grizzlies' top 10 in triples. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And another foul ball. That's four straight foul balls now from Tucker. And we have pitch number 8 coming up. Pitch number 9 is actually coming up. Five straight foul balls for Tucker. Two balls, two strikes. Runner still at first and second. Mejias looks back, the runner at second and Guile. And Tucker, line drive out to left field. That ball's hit well, and it is gone. Tevin Tucker, a 9-pitch at bat, and he wins the battle. A 3-run shot out to left field for Tevin Tucker. It's his second homer of the season, RBI 14, 15, 16, and the Grizzlies have cut into the deficit now 5-3. As Darius Perry will come to the plate, high fives all around for Tevin Tucker. Man, that must feel good for Tucker. Tucker missed about a month due to injury, his last home run. It has been a little bit for Tucker. That was back on April 30th at Inland Empire. As now a mound visit as Mejias will get checked on, but Tevin Tucker leaves the yard. So Guile a single, Cumbus a single, they both score on the play. And Tevin Tucker, a 3-run shot to left field. So now Darius Perry as the Grizzlies now trail 5-3 here in the top of the second. And Perry will watch a ball outside, one ball and no strikes. Third hit for Fresno in the inning, and now they have 4 hits and 3 runs tonight. As here's the pitch to Perry, swung on and missed, and I believe that ball actually got a piece of maybe Perry or even the catcher in Schlager. So one ball, one strike to Darius Perry. Perry, the UCLA product, you can tell he wants to follow Tucker's home run with something big right here. As here comes the 1-1, and it is a called strike. One ball, two strikes, as Perry did not like the pitch on the outside part of the plate. Darius Perry from Fullerton, California. Drafted by the Rockies in the 15th round in 2023, as the 1-2 is called strike 3, and Perry caught looking. First out of the inning, second strikeout for Mejias, as it brings up the right fielder, Fadrio Cruz. Cruz just saw his 5-game hit streak come to an end yesterday. Prior to the game today, though, Cruz looked at me and said he was ready for a big game, so let's see what Cruz can put on display right here. Here in the top of the second inning, 5-3, Giants lead the Grizzlies as Cruz takes a called strike count at 0-1. Hubert Mejias gets the ball for San Jose, 23 years old, 6'3", 230 pounds, as Cruz takes a pitch low, 1-1. The Cuban product is making his 15th appearance, 13th start this year, 66 innings for Mejias. Here's the 1-1 and a chopper up the middle. The shortstop Foster, though, is playing up the middle, and he will throw out Cruz. It goes 6-3 for the second out, and here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson. So two outs now, as Mejias, after allowing the 3-run homer, now trying to have a clean rest of the inning. Mejias went 4-3 with a 3.90 ERA in 14 appearances, 11 starts with the ACL Giants Black last year. As Hobson takes a pitch outside, count at 1-0. So 28 games overall, 23 starts. Very similar lines in both seasons as the pitch is in there for a strike, count at 1-1. Mejias now will have to find a way to work past the amount of innings he threw last year. As here comes the 1-1, as it's fouled off, count at 1-2. And what I mean by that is a lot of these young players who haven't pitched a lot of innings or have longevity will have to find a way to reach that 90-inning, 100-inning limit. He is 23 years old, as we said, from Cuba. Signed as an international free agent by the Giants in 2023, as that is fouled off. Count remains at 1-2. That was back on April 17th of last year. So in his second professional season, and Mejias already in single A, has won one California League Pitcher of the Week. That was in May. As here's a fly ball lifted foul. Count remains at 1-2. So 1-2 as Caleb Hobson looks to get on base. 0-1 with a strikeout. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high pop-up. And again, heading towards the crowd. And it's going to land foul. On a bounce and a souvenir for a young fan. Always like to see that here at Excite Ballpark. 1-2 remain to Caleb Hobson. Top of the second inning, 5-3. We had one run yesterday. We have 8 today. Here comes the 1-2, and that's swung on and missed, and Hobson is out on strikes again. We head to the bottom of the second, but a 3-run homer from Tevin Tucker inches Fresno a little bit closer in this game. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Jensen Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the second inning, 5-3 San Jose leads Fresno here at Excite Ballpark in the South Bay. As Esalen Cassiani will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. As there is a called strike, count it 0-1. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Down a 1-1 to the Giants center fielder. Here comes the pitch and a foul ball and went off a parry. Count of 1-2. Isaiah Coupe, a rough first inning for the Southpaw. Allowed 5 earned runs. Those 5 earned runs, the second most this year. The other one was against San Jose. That was back on April 27th. He allowed 6. As there is a punch out, then parry down to Guile to finish the put out. Second strikeout for Coupe. It goes 2-3 on the putout. So one out for shortstop Cole Foster. He walked and scored his first time. With one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Isaiah Coupe A 4-2 record, a 3.81 ERA as Foster swings and misses. Makes his fourth appearance against the Giants. This is his 13th appearance overall, his 10th start of the season. As the 0-1 is a breaking ball and it just misses, count at 1-1. Against the Giants, an 0-2 record, a 7.62 ERA. Coupe has been really good, though, here in the month of June. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Coupe, 21 years old, from Hazel Crest, Illinois. Fourth round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. That was out of the Ohio State University. As a check swing, did he go? He did not. Count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coupe, the lefty, is 6'1", 190 pounds. His last time out, 5 scoreless innings against the Stockton Ports. The last 3 Saturdays for Fresno with Coupe pitching have been very interesting as that pitch runs high, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Last week, the Grizzlies won on a walk-off in the 11th inning, 4-3. As here comes the 3-2 from Coupe. Looks in, here comes the pitch. And a fly ball out to shallow center field. Hobson, he's camped underneath it and will make the play. 2 outs now as Foster is retired. On June 15th, so 2 Saturdays ago, Coupe worked as a piggyback to McCade Brown. And Coupe worked 5 scoreless innings, no hits, no runs, won California League Pitcher of the Week. He also had 1 walk in 8 Ks. And the Grizzlies also walked it off on that game, 6-5. As that pitch is low, count of 1 ball, no strikes. And then the time before then, Coupe, once again in a piggyback role, had 4 innings of 2-run ball in Modesto. As the 1-0 is a called strike, count at 1-1. And the Grizzlies won in 10 innings, 6-4. So the last 3 games the Grizzlies have won when Coupe has pitched. 2 of them have been in extras, and there has also been 2 walk-offs. As that's low, 2 balls and a strike. So tonight, the Grizzlies allow 5 runs in the first. So what does tonight have to offer? Saturdays continue to be a lot of fun for Fresno. As here comes the 2-1 and a breaking ball that nips the inside part of the plate. Count it 2-2. Good pitch there from Coupe. 2 balls, 2 strikes. As that swung on and missed. And another great slider from Coupe. He is a 1-2-3 bomb the second. Time to go score more runs right after this. 5-3, we head to the third.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark. We're in the top of the third inning. 5-3, the Giants lead the Grizzlies, as Luis Mendez will lead things off. as the first pitch is a fly ball right field, and it will land foul. Mendez way ahead of that pitch, and they count it 0-1. Luis Mendez has taken some good swings in this series. We talked about it on the pregame show with Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister. They're finding what's working for the 21-year-old Mendez, as here's a fly ball out to left field, and now ranging over is Diaz, and he will make the catch just shy of the warning track. So first out of the inning, it goes F7, as here comes the shortstop, Andy Perez. If you missed it because of the technical difficulties, well, in the top of the first inning, Andy Perez, a two-out triple. He is now tied for 10th all-time or 9th all-time in Grizzlies' top 10 career triples, as he has a ball up the middle. The shortstop Foster's there, though, and the throw is offline, gets away from the first baseman, Payton. It went up the middle. The pitcher, Mejias, had touched it with his glove. The deflection allowed Foster up the middle to try to make a play, and the throw to first was offline, but Perez will reach. He's now 2-for-2 as he picks up a one-out single. Fresno now with 5 hits, and now it's Braylon Wimmer 0-for-1. That was a very tough play for not only the pitcher Mejias, but also for the shortstop in Foster. As here comes the pitch, and it's low. Count of 1-0 to Braylon Wimmer. Leads the team with 9 home runs, batting .303. Let's see if Wimmer can add to his outstanding month of June, as there's a check on Perez back safely. Braylon Wimmer, over 22 games, is batting .405 in the month, a 1.153 OPS. Here's the 1-0, and Wimmer, line drive, base hit into left center field. That ball will get down as Perez, watching where the ball lands, he will watch as Wimmer will get into second with a double. So Perez to third, Wimmer to second, and just like that, runners at second and third with one out. So Perez to third, Wimmer to second. It's a double for Braylon Wimmer, now 1-for-2. He extends his hit streak to 12 games. And now it's Nick Guile 1-for-1 with a single. As Fresno up to 6 hits now. As here comes the pitch to Guile, and he grounds 1 foul. A single off the wall last time for Guile. The Grizzlies 6 hits on 3 runs. They have runners at second and third with one out, as accounted 0-1 to Nick Guile. He scored on the Tevin Tucker home run. Counted no balls and a strike. As here comes the pitch and a check swing. It is outside. Count now at 1-1. Nick Guile, the Illinois State product, trying to continue this inning for Fresno. A hit could tie this game up. Here comes the 1-1 from Mejias. And Guile, swing and a miss. A healthy hack. Count at 1-2. Tonight's beer batter, a strike away from allowing the fans to go partake in some frosty beverages. Count at 1-2 as Guile getting ready. Runners at second and third with one out. More importantly than the beer batter, the Grizzlies would love to score some runs with runners at second and third and less than two outs. Here comes the pitch to Guile, and he swings and misses, and there is a strikeout of the beer batter. That is the 4th strikeout for Mejia, second out of the inning, as here comes left fielder Brad Cumbis. As a mound visit now from the catcher and Luke Schlieger. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As here's a high pop-up on the infield. This is playable for Foster, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Fresno leaves a pair of runners on, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third on June 29th. Fresno trails 5-3. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Bottom of the third inning, 5-3, San Jose leads Fresno here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Justin Bench, who's 1-for-1 with a single and a run, will lead things off against Isaiah Coupe here in the bottom of the third. As Coupe will wind and deal, here's the pitch. It's high. Count of 1-0. So Fresno had a couple opportunities back in the top of the third inning. A Guile strikeout and a Cumbist pop-up ended the inning. As the 1-0's outside, 2-0. Glad you could join us for Saturday evening baseball. As the Grizzlies trail 5-3. Here comes the pitch and a fly ball out to center field. Hobson ranging back, still going back, and makes the catch on the warning track for the out. One away as here comes the right fielder Cesar Quintas. 1-for-1, an RBI single and a run scored. So the Grizzlies out hitting San Jose 6-4 despite trailing 5-3. A 3-run homer from Tevin Tucker, the big hit for Fresno. As here comes the pitch from Coupe, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 0-1 from Coupe, and it's in the dirt, count now at 1-1. Isaiah Coupe, the left-hander, as we mentioned, 21 years old. In the week where he was named California League Pitcher of the Week, a piggyback roll, 5 unbelievable innings of relief. Almost had an immaculate inning as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. If you don't know what an immaculate inning is where you throw 9 straight strikes and pick up 3 strikeouts. So it's 3 strikes, 3 strikes, 3 strikes, out, out, out. So here comes the 1-2, and that's in the dirt. Count at 2-2. Doesn't happen very often in baseball. The Grizzlies had it happen to them in Modesto. And so literally a week later, Fresno almost had it happen where they did it to Rancho Cucamonga. Coupe on an 0-2 on the 9th pitch to pick it up. As that swung on and missed, and Quintas is out. That's the 4th strikeout for Coupe. 2nd out of the inning. Which brings up the catcher in Luke Schlieger. But Coupe on the 9th pitch would have been the immaculate pitch. It ended up being a check swing from McLean in the dirt, and they said he didn't go. Of course, on replay, you can see he went way out in front. And then 2 pitches later, he strikes out McLean to end the inning. As the pitch runs outside, count at 1-0. But the cool thing was after that ended up being ball that should have been a strike, You can see the biggest smile on Coupe's face. As here comes the 1-0, as that's fouled off, count at 1-1. He knew he was so close to something that rarely happens, but it was the most joy I've ever seen the left-hander show in his time with the Grizzlies. And ever since then, he has been very good on the bump. As here comes the 1-1, swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Good pitch down and away from Coupe. And Coupe, after that rough first inning, has bounced back nicely, has retired 5 in a row, and now looks for his 6th straight out. Coupe comes set. Here comes the 1-2. And it is a line drive to center field. Hobson there, and that will end the inning. We head to the top of the 4th inning. 5-3, San Jose leads Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser?
Top of the 4th inning here at Excite Ballpark. 5-3, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. As Tevin Tucker will lead things off as the first pitch is outside. Count at 1-0, and Tucker got something in his eye as he calls his time and went right to the eye. I don't know if he got dirt in it or something, but it affected him right away. He takes on Hubert Mejias, a 3-4 record, a 3.55 ERA. 5-3 here in the top of the 4th inning, as here's a high pop-up. And after a 3-run homer, he will now be retired by the second baseman in bench. That's the first out of the inning, as it brings up the catcher in Darius Perry. Perry 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking, his first time at the dish. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. As that ball roped foul, counted no balls and a strike. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 4th. Time called from Perry, counted no balls and a strike. Here on June 29th, tomorrow will be the last day of June. As here's another pop-up, this is drifting again towards the left side of the diamond in foul territory. The third baseman in Rio makes the play. And Fresno, 3 straight pop-ups. As that's the second out of the inning, and it brings up right fielder Fadrio Cruz. So July will start. The Grizzlies will be in Modesto for 3 games, and then we'll face the Modesto Nuts again for 3 games at their ballpark. So 6 games, but 3 at each ballparks, as that's low. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomorrow will also be the last time the Grizzlies and Giants will meet here in San Jose in 2024, as that is low. Count of 2 balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies will also finish up their series at John Thurman Field for the last time. So lots of endings this week for Fresno at 2 different places. As the 2-0 is outside, Cruz went after it initially. 3 balls and no strikes. Here in the top of the 4th inning. Here comes the pitch and a chopper, and that one will go foul. Count now at 3 balls and a strike, as Cruz got the green light with 2 outs here in the top of the 4th. 5-3, Giants lead the Grizzlies. Fadriel Cruz, 23 years old. It's been a long journey, 7 years in professional baseball for Cruz. Signed at 16 years old. Here's the 3-1, and Cruz, line drive right field. That ball's hit well, but making the play is Quintas, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies go down quietly as we head to the bottom of the 4th. We'll be back right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the 4th inning, 5-3, San Jose leads Fresno here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Jack Payton walked and scored his first time, as he will watch a pitch dip low. Count of 1 ball and no strikes from Isaiah Coupe. Coupe attended Homewood Flossmoor High School in Illinois, as here's a high pop-up out to left center field, and it's going to be Hobson again making the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. Hobson now has at least 1 catch in the last 3 innings. As here comes left fielder Lizbel Diaz. He's 1-for-1, a 2 RBI double and a run scored for Diaz, who joined the Giants this week with 1 out here in the 4th. But back to Isaiah Coupe, grew up a White Sox fan, specifically Mark Burley. Flossmoor, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, was outstanding his junior year of high school, as that's fouled off, count at 1-1. A 2.05 ERA, 58 strikeouts, and 44 1/3 innings. Now, Coupe, he said that he really just wanted to get to college and go play professional baseball, as the pitch is outside, 2-1. He said high school was cool, but he said college was great, and Ohio State was where he went to school for 3 years. Appeared in 33 games, making 24 starts. As here's a line drive base hit to center. As Diaz now 2 for 2, as he has two legs of the cycle. Fifth hit for San Jose, their first since the first inning. As here comes third baseman Elion Rayo. He's 1 for 1, a 2 RBI single was caught in a pickle to end the first inning. But as we mentioned, 33 games, 24 starts at Ohio State for Coupe. And then after being selected in the fourth round, actually joined Fresno and helped the bullpen in their final week of the year. Here comes the pitch, and that's a ground ball to short and a base into left field. Perez diving after it, couldn't make the play. So back-to-back hits now for Diaz and Rayo. So runners at first and second with one out. As here comes shortstop Cole Foster 0 for 1 with a walk and a run. So Coupe made three appearances. All three outings were outstanding. All three coming against Modesto, leaving runners stranded in key moments. And now as a starter, Coupe, because of his repertoire, the amount of great pitches he has, and the ability to throw multiple innings is why he is in a starting role, as there's a called strike count at 0-1. But I've liked Coupe, especially as a reliever, especially with the stuff, but Coupe, a big goal this year was to get over 100 innings. As here comes the 0-1, and that's fouled off, counted 0-2 as the third base coach in Yedwin Villegas with a nice jump to get out of the way, a hard hit ball from Cassiani. Isaiah Coupe, as you said, wanted to get over 100 innings. Coming into this game was at 56 and two-thirds innings. Counting no balls, two strikes. One out, runners at first and second. Coupe comes set. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss as Cassiani waved at a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. And that's the fifth strikeout for Coupe. Second out of the inning now is Cole Foster to the dish. Fifth strikeout for Isaiah Coupe. 11 strikeouts is Coupe's career high. That was back in Inland Empire. Coupe looks in. Here comes the first pitch to Foster. And it's a ground ball to short. Perez, an underhand toss to second. And that will end the inning. Isaiah Coupe gives the Grizzlies another zero. We head to the top of the fifth. 5-3 Giants. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something.
Top of the fifth inning, 5-3, San Jose leads Fresno. As here comes the pitch from Mejias outside. Count of one ball, no strikes to Caleb Hobson, who's 0 for 2, a pair of strikeouts. Unlike Hobson, whose career high in strikeouts is 3. As here's the 1-0, swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. As that pitch is outside, count at 2 balls and a strike. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. Here's the pitch outside, 3 balls and a strike. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-1 to Hobson as he will take ball 4 outside. The ball skipping to the backstop. A leadoff walk and the first walk for Fresno since Thursday. No walks on Friday, or actually it was Wednesday, so no walks Thursday, no walks Friday. And the first walk that they've had in their last 2 games. As here comes Luis Mendez 0 for 2. They're in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch to Mendez. And it's a high chopper. It goes foul. Counted no balls and 1 strike. Here on June 29th. Luis Mendez at the dish. Caleb Hobson, he leads the team with 22 stolen bases as he has a great lead over at first. Here comes a check on Hobson. He's back safely. Slow maneuver over there for the right-hander Mejias. Manco Abbott in Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. As there goes Hobson for second, a pitch out and no throw as Hobson swipes second base. His 23rd stolen base of the season. Runner at second now with no outs. Even on a pitch out, Hobson is able to swipe bases. As it looks like Schlieger never got a good feeling on the baseball. Here comes the 1-1 as Mendez fouls off, count at 1-2. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As here's a little blooper out to center field, Cassiani will not make a play as Hobson skedaddles to third, and Mendez extends his hit streak to a career-long 5 games. Or season-long 5 games, I should say, as Mendez a single, Hobson to third. For Fresno, that's their 7th hit of the game. And now Andy Perez, who's 2 for 2, a triple and a single, with runners at the corners and no outs. Make sure you come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here is a fly ball out to left field. Here comes Diaz as Hobson looking to tag. Here comes the throw. It is just offline and Hobson will score. Andy Perez, a sacrifice fly, makes it 5-4 as that was a very close play. And Hobson's speed wins the battle. So sacrifice fly to left field, an RBI for Perez. Mendez stays put at first as Hobson comes in to score. So Fresno, their 4th run of the game, and now it's Braylon Wimmer 1 for 2 with a double. Runner at first with 1 out. Again, we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch as there goes Mendez for second. The throw is perfect, and Mendez is out. A perfect throw from Luke Schlieger. And that is the 2nd out of the inning. He goes 2-4 on the caught stealing. 2 outs now as Wimmer will look to get on and try to extend this inning for Fresno. Here comes the 0-1. That is in the dirt. Count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. here on June 29th, Saturday night baseball. Here comes the pitch, and Wimmer fouls it off. Count now at 2-1. Braylon Wimmer, a double in his last at-bat as there's action down in San Jose's pen, it looks like. Cole Hillier, here comes the pitch, and a ground ball to short, hard hit. Foster gobbles it up over to first in time to end the inning. A sacrifice fly, though, from Andy Perez makes it 5-4. We head to the bottom of the fifth right after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at Excite Ballpark in the South Bay. 5-4 Giants lead the Grizzlies as Ty Hanchy will lead things off. 0-2 against Isaiah Coupe. Coupe allowed 5 runs in that first inning, and since then he's been outstanding. Here comes the pitch from Coupe, and that's a fly ball out to left field. Cumbis coming in, and he will make the play. One pitch and one out as Hanchy is retired. Justin Bench now to the dish. Hey Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. As Guile ground ball to him, he will make the play. It goes 3 unassisted, 2 pitches, and 2 outs. As here comes right fielder Cesar Quintas, 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. Again, they're laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find the Metro local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. As Quintas takes a strike, count it 0-1. The Grizzlies, after allowing 5 runs in the bottom of the first, they are trailing by just 1 run. As here comes the pitch and a breaking ball outside, and Coupe falling off the mound. Count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to salvage a series split here in San Jose. Here's the 1-1, and that's in the dirt. 2-2. The last time these two teams met up at Excite Ballpark, they did split the series. Fresno, though, had won 3 of the first 4. So now can the roles reverse here as the Grizzlies looking to win tonight? Here comes the 2-1 to Quintas from Coupe. And a line drive base hits a left field as Cumbis will play it on a bounce. And Quintas now 2-for-3 as he has a 2-out single. That is the 7th hit allowed by Coupe. As Luke Schlager, who's 0-for-2 will stride to the plate. Isaiah Coupe, he's now up to 72 pitches. As the second baseman and Tucker telling Andy Perez to watch out, as here's a line drive, a base hit into center. And Luke Schlieger has his first hit of the game. So back-to-back, two-out singles for San Jose. They're up to 8 hits now. Jack Payton, who's 0 for 1 with a walk and a run, now to the dish. So Coupe now trying to find a way to get out of this little jam. Again, 12 hits is the most hits he's allowed in a contest against these Giants. He allowed 6 runs on 6, or 6 runs and all 6 were earned. He's allowed already 5 in this contest. Here comes the pitch, and that is inside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coupe wears number 11 on the back of his jersey. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Went to the changeup. Count of 1-1. Coupe, despite allowing a lot of hits, has done a great job working in and out of trouble. We saw this back in the 4th inning. As that's in the dirt, and now both runners will just stay put as Perry did a great job blocking that pitch. Counted 2 balls and a strike. But Isaiah Coupe, he actually thrives in pressure situations. We saw that last year when he joined Fresno. And now this year as well, Coupe does a great job just being able to find a perfect pitch. As Jack Payton trying to score a run. Here comes the 2-1, and it's fouled off. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coupe a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. As here comes the catcher and Perry for a mound visit. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grizzlies trailing 5-4. Starting in a little bit is Modesto and Stockton. That's at Banner Island Ballpark. Visalia Inland Empire still will start a little bit later tonight. Lake Elsinore leads Rancho Cucamonga as the pitch is fouled off by Payton. Count remains at 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Grizzlies, though, and the Giants, a 5 p.m. first pitch tonight. And it'll be 5 p.m. again tomorrow for the series finale. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Coupe just outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. That was the curveball there from Coupe. You can tell which pitch it is because of the speed. But the movement with the RPM, so hard to pick up. As here comes the 3-2. And it is a fly ball right field and it will go foul. Cruz was in the corner trying to possibly make a play. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runners at first and second with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th. Jack Payton looking for his first hit here in 2024 with San Jose. Here's the 3-2 once again. And it's low ball 4, and the bases are loaded for Lizbel Diaz. Up to second goes Schlieger. On to third, Quintos. Third walk by Coupe. And now it's Diaz, 2-for-2, a double single, 2 RBI, and a run scored. And for Coupe, that's his career high with his third walk. As here's pitching coach Doug Linton. As he will stride to the mound. Linton talking with Coupe and Darius Perry. As the Grizzlies, they trail 5-4. Linton trying to calm down his lefty and Coupe. As Linton will head back to the dugout. Doug Linton, the pitching coordinator, stepping in as the Grizzlies pitching coach Rolando Garza accepted a pitching coach position with Long Beach State. So he's left the team, and now Doug Linton will have Flint Wallace next week in Modesto. As here comes the pitch from Coupe, and a breaking ball, and it's a called strike, counted 0-1. Good curveball from Coupe. Looks very 12-6-like on that curveball for Coupe. Great mix and match with that slider as he goes to another curveball. And the count at 0-2. Again, Coupe way up in the count now as Diaz, who has driven the ball twice so far, looking to get on again. Here comes the 0-2, and it's in the dirt. Great stop from Perry as the ball almost hit Diaz. Count now 1-2. Isaiah Coupe, lots of pitches already, up to 82 now. As there's action down in that Grizzlies bullpen. Looks like Tyler Hoffman, the righty. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. He went right to the curveball to get out of the bases loaded jam. We head to the 6-5-4 San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the sixth inning, 5-4 San Jose leads Fresno here at Excite Ballpark. As Nick Guile, first pitch swinging, it's a pop-up on the infield, and the first baseman in Peyton makes the play, and Guile is out. So one pitch, one out, as here comes the left fielder in Brad Cumbis. Cumbis 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. Against the new Giants pitcher, right-hander Cole Hillier. A 1-2 record, a 3.42 ERA. As that pitch is high, count at 1-0. So final line for Yubert Mejias, 5 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 1 walk, and 4 Ks. Here's the pitch from Hillier. That's a called strike, count at 1-1. So Cole Hillier on the bump. 6'2", 220 pounds. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Devastating slider on the outside part of the plate as Cumbis chased after it. So Hillier and this Giants bullpen looking to hold Fresno the next 4 innings as that pitch runs high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 23-year-old Hillier in his 16th game out of the bullpen, he has 5 saves. Here comes the 2-2 to Cumbis. Winds and deals. And it is just low. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hillier, born in Pasadena, California. As we mentioned, signed as a free agent by the Giants in on August 4th, 2023. As the 3-2 is a line drive and a base into left field for Brad Cumbis. He's 2-for-3 as he has a one-out single. Let's see if Fresno can get going right here. Eighth hit overall for the Grizzlies. As here comes trouble in Tevin Tucker. Tucker 1-for-2, a three-run homer back in the second inning. Can Tucker deliver again? Tevin Tucker, one of my favorite guys on this team. Lots of passion. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies last year out of West Virginia. Had a great 2023 season with the Mountaineers. Here's the pitch outside. Count at 1-0. Is the big hit tonight for Fresno. That was back in the second inning. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to get back in this game, trailing by one run. Here comes the 1-0 from Hillier. And a line drive and a base hit into left field. That will get into the corner as Cumbis motoring into third. And Tevin Tucker has a double. Tucker now 2-for-3. He has two legs of a cycle. So now second and third for Fresno once again with one out for Darius Perry, who's 0-for-2. Ninth hit for the Grizzlies as a mound visit now for Schlager to Hillier. Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Already in effect at Chachansey Park, a clear bag policy. And in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As the infield playing partially in, here comes the pitch from Hillier. Outside, count of 1-0 to Perry. Here in the top of the sixth inning, 5-4 San Jose leads Fresno. But the Grizzlies, runners at second and third, and only one out. Darius Perry, a ball to the outfield, should score Cumbis. Here comes the 1-0. And Perry, swing and a miss, count at 1-1. Good pitch from Hillier on the off speed on the upper part of the zone. Top of the sixth inning, Darius Perry, the Grizzlies catcher, looking to give Fresno the lead. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike, now 1-2. The Grizzlies had a similar situation back in the third inning, but a strikeout of Guile and then a pop-up from Cumbis stopped that threat. Now Perry and then Fajardo Cruz on deck trying to find a way to tie this game up or give the Grizzlies their advantage. As here's a fly ball lifted to the outfield, as we said, should be deep enough to score Cumbis. Cassiani makes the play, and here comes Cumbis as the throw goes into third, and we are tied here in the sixth inning. Darius Perry does the job, a sacrifice fly, and Fresno with a productive out to tie this game up. So Cumbis scores on the sacrifice fly. On to third goes Tucker. That was to the center fielder Cassiani, an RBI for Perry. So a run comes in to score. We are tied at 5 here in the sixth inning. Now runner at third with two outs for Fajardo Cruz, who's 0-for-2. As here comes the pitch from Hillier. Outside, count at 1-0. Interesting defensive alignment for the Giants. The shortstop Foster playing closer to the second base bag, almost behind it. And the third baseman in Rio is about two steps from the infield grass. As the 1-0 is a chopper foul, counted a ball and a strike. So there's a big hole on the left side where normally the shortstop Foster would be playing. Cruz has great speed, and I wonder if the Giants think that maybe Cruz could bunt here with the speed of Tucker at third. As here comes the 1-1, and Cruz will take it outside. Two balls and a strike. Cruz really wanted that pitch as he put the barrel of his bat towards the ball initially. Two balls, one strike. Top of the sixth inning, we are tied at 5. Here comes the 2-1 to Cruz. And it's swung on and foul tip. Count it 2-2. The catcher and Schlager couldn't hold on to that ball. as Hillier a strike away from getting out of the inning. Runner at third here with two outs as the Grizzlies have stormed back after a 5-0 deficit. Here comes the 2-2. And it is called strike three, and that will end the inning. Hillier gets out of the frame without any more damage as the Grizzlies have tied this game up, a sacrifice fly from Darius Perry. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the sixth inning, we are tied at five here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Tyler Hoffman takes over for your Grizzlies, as Elion Ryo at the dish, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch. Count it 0-1. Final line for Isaiah Coupe, 5 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs all earned, 3 walks, and 6 punchouts for Coupe. After allowing 5 runs in the first inning, Coupe 4 zeros after that, as the Grizzlies have come back into this game. As that's outside, count it 1-1. Fresno 3 runs in the second, and then a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth, thanks to sacrifice flies. So now Tyler Hoffman, the right-hander, he might have to work a couple innings for Fresno. As here comes the 1-1 from the hard-throwing Tulane product. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Count it 2-0. So he takes over for Isaiah Coupe. Hoffman, this is his 24th appearance out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, a 6.95 ERA. 3 holds, no saves. Here comes the 2-1, and it is inside. 3-0. Hoffman, the number 12 on the back of his gray jersey. 6 feet, 182 pounds, with a 24-year-old from Mobile, Alabama. 17th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. As a 3-1 is fouled off, now 3-2. Hoffman sports a very good fastball, but of recent, he's actually changed his delivery. He has more of a quick pitch towards the plate as he'll get a new baseball, count at 3-2. Kind of a slide step instead of bringing the knee all the way back. It actually will speed up the process for Hoffman to get to the plate, something he's been working on with not only the pitching coaches, but pitching coordinators as well. Count at 3-2. It's also helped Hoffman limit his walks. Hoffman, that fastball is so good, it doesn't give up a lot of hits. But more comes into the process of stopping the bleeding from the walks. As here comes the 3-2 from the righty. And it is a line drive into left field, and it goes foul. Count remains at 3-2. We talked to Hoffman yesterday on the pregame show as he gets set for 4th of July weekend at Chuck Chancey Park, and he's very excited for 4th of July. It'll be his second straight year celebrating in Fresno. He said if he wasn't at the ballpark, he'd be on a boat celebrating for the 4th of July. Well, right now, anchors away. See if he can pick up a strikeout. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside, ball 4. So a leadoff walk to Ryo, who has reached base all 3 times now. 2 singles, 2 RBI, now a walk. And now Esteban Cassiani, who's 0-for-2, will stride to the plate. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As there's a bunt attempt back to the mound, Hoffman can't field it, and it will get past him, and everybody is safe. Hoffman could not field the ball, and now 2 runners on with no outs. As we await the word on if it's a hit or an error, Ryo to second, Cassiani to first. As now a mound visit between Perry and Hoffman. Again, when you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 6th. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman as that's a strike to Foster, counting no balls and a strike. So it is going to be awarded an initial sacrifice bunt and then a fielding error on Hoffman. So E1 allowing both runners to advance. Second error for Fresno as that pitch is outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners at first and second with no outs here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Again, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. As here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. 92 in the count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning here on June 29th. Glad you could join us. 5-5 our score. Hoffman looking for a punch out of Foster. Here's the 1-2, and a line drive and a foul ball. That would have been trouble down the right field line. As Foster broke his bat, he'll get some new lumber. Cole Foster went to Auburn. Third round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. Born in Plano, Texas. 6'1", 205 pounds for the switch hitting shortstop. Foster, a very good defender. The bat is coming alive, though. In my opinion, he's one of the best hitters on this Giants roster. And I would assume he'll get promoted at some point in this second half. If not, he will be the catalyst to the Giants' success. As here comes the 1-2. And it's fouled off. Fastball. Actually, that might have been the slider from Hoffman at 89. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Cole Foster trying to get on after a walk to Ryo and an error allowing Cassiani to reach. Here comes the 1-2 from Hoffman. And it's a ground ball, and Hoffman snags it over to third for one. How did he make that play? Look what I found for the out. What a play from Hoffman. So Ryo is out on the fielder's choice by Foster, who will reach to first. Cassiani to second. And then Ryo is out. It goes 1-5 on the put out. That was one of those plays where Hoffman, that was more self-preservation. So one out, runner is still at first and second. Now Hanchy, who's 0 for 3, as that pitch is a called strike, counted 0-1. Mendez was so surprised, the third baseman, that Hoffman even went to him. That's how hard the ball was hit. Plenty of time for Hoffman to make the out, as here comes the 0-1. And that's going to get away from Perry, and both runners advance. We'll see if it's a wild pitch or a pass ball. It's a pass ball on Perry. We have not said that very many times this season, so now runners at second and third with one out. And now the infield in for Fresno. All their work to get back in this game could be a race with one swing of the bat. Here comes the 1-1. And it's outside. Two balls and a strike. On the replay, the ball was actually in the dirt, so it's a wild pitch instead of a pass ball for Darius Perry and Tyler Hoffman. As here comes the 2-1. And that is low. Three balls and a strike. Justin Bench on deck. A long inning as there's action down in that bullpen for Fresno. Lefty getting loose. Three balls and a strike. Hoffman comes set around the belt. Here comes his 3-1. And it's fouled off. Three balls and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning. 5-5 our score here at Excite Ballpark. Glad you could join us. Three balls, two strikes. Hoffman looks in. He will come set around the belt, and here comes the pitch. Long pause, here it is, and another foul ball. So three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, glad you could join us. We'll do it again, payoff pitch coming from Tyler Hoffman, runners at second and third with one out. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it's outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So Hanchy draws the walk. Foster stays at second. Cassiani stays at third. Second walk by Hoffman in the inning. And with one out, it's Justin Bench. As pitching coach Doug Linton again towards the mound, and we'll have another mound visit. As Hoffman trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Bench 1-for-3, a single and a run score. That was back in the first inning. He's flown out and he's also grounded out. As right now, the biggest words for Hoffman, throw strikes. Tyler Hoffman, as we said, changed his delivery to avoid these kind of situations. The ERA is just under 7 for Hoffman. He's got great stuff. If he can throw a strike, he could get a big double play to end this inning. Hoffman, curly blonde hair from the back of his black cap. As the Grizzlies looking to get out of this inning and get the bats going again. Tyler Hoffman will get married this offseason, so it'll be a very busy offseason for the Tulane product. As he will come set around the belt, here comes the pitch to Bench. And it's a ground ball to third. 5-4-3. And there you go, a double play. The stuff is good enough. A slider picks up the double play. And the Grizzlies are out of the inning. What a job for Tyler Hoffman. We head to the seventh, tied at 5 right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
A barn burner here in San Jose at Excite Ballpark. Top of the seventh inning, we are tied at five as Caleb Hobson will lead things off against Cole Hillier. Here comes the pitch, and Hobson looks to bunt as the ball is skipped into there. Count of one ball and no strikes. 6:48 p.m. local time as the Grizzlies, they have scored at least one run in their last two innings. Hobson a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored as he swings and misses. Count of one and one. Hobson punched out his first two times at the dish. Batting 262, two home runs, 16 RBI. Here's the 1-1, and Hobson looks to bunt as the pitch drops low again. Two balls and a strike. Hobson's speed is dangerous, and at UT Martin, he was all over the NCAA leaderboard in triples, stolen bases, doubles, so on and so forth. As the 2-1 is another bunt attempt, and it goes foul. Two balls and two strikes. Hobson was known for his defense and his speed. And the bat this year has come alive. As the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter, Hobson has reached base 55 times in 135 plate appearances. That's 41% of the time that he's reached base. As here is the pitch in the dirt, three balls, two strikes. And that's as a leadoff hitter. This is his 29th game. As you said, he's reached base 55 times in those 29 games. He has 23 stolen bases. That leads the team, and it's not even close. Has almost doubled the second player in Wimmer. As the 3-2 is called strike three, and that is the first out. Hobson couldn't believe it as he heads back to the dugout. Second strikeout for Hillier. As Luis Mendez, who's 1-for-3, to the dish. Let's look at the replay right here, and that looked outside as Hobson couldn't believe it. Said a few words on the way back to the dugout. Here's the pitch, and Mendez a high chopper to second. A tough play as it's a tough bounce, and the throw is not in time. Mendez almost getting to first. It goes 4-3. So two outs now. Great job by Bench with the quick hands. And now Andy Perez, he is 2-for-2, a triple, single, and a sacrifice fly for an RBI. That was back in the fifth inning. 5-5. Here comes the pitch from Hillier, and it's fouled off of Perez, counted 0-1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's action and what to expect tomorrow in the series finale. Grizzlies and Giants, every year it is close with these pesky San Jose Giants. As that's fouled off now 0-2. The Giants lead the season series 10-9, but the Grizzlies since 2021 hold a 56-50 record. If you count playoffs, 58-53. Here's the 0-2 to Perez. And it is a chopper again. Bench, another tough play. And the throw to first is in time. And a 1-2-3 inning. Bench, two nice plays at second. It's time to stretch here in San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the
2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque? I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials? Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive? This Land Cruiser is legendary! Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh! Find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place.
Bottom of the seventh inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 5-5 between Fresno and San Jose as Cannon Handy takes over on the bump for Tyler Hoffman as the first pitch is low. Count of one ball and no strikes to Cesar Quintas, 2-for-3. An RBI single and a run scored for the right fielder as that swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Cannon Handy is listed at 6'3", 220 pounds. The 24-year-old is from Harriman, Utah. As the 1-1's a breaking ball, and to third, and it goes off of Mendez, and everyone is safe. So Quintas is reached now three times, as we'll see what the ruling is. It should be an error on Mendez, the third baseman, and if so, the Grizzlies have three errors in this game. And that would tie the most errors by the Grizzlies in a game this season. As here comes Luke Schlieger. He's 1-for-3 with a single. As the pitch from Handy is a bunt attempt foul, count at 0-1. But Handy drafted in the 19th round by the Rockies in 2023. That was out of Division II Colorado Mesa. About 4 hours from Coors Field in Grand Junction, Colorado. Beautiful area and a great program, the Mavericks. As that's outside, count at 1-1. I'm from Colorado, so I know that area very well, and in the fall, the leaves change color. It's a perfect spot to go vacation. As here's the 1-1, that's a called strike, count at 1-2. Cannon Handy was all over the Mavericks record books on his way to being drafted to the Colorado Rockies, and now has an opportunity to get back to Colorado as he works through this system. Here comes the 1-2 and a foul ball. Count remains at the same, one ball and two strikes. So Handy takes over for Tyler Hoffman, worked a clean inning despite two walks. A big double play to end that bottom of the sixth. As that is fouled off, count remains at 1-2. Handy, he's appearing in his seventh game. He has made one start, a 1-1 record, a 5.14 ERA. As here comes the 1-2, and that's called strike three. A big strikeout for the first out of the inning. That's the seventh strikeout for Grizzlies pitching. As here comes the first baseman in Jack Payton. So Jack Payton now to the dish. He has walked twice. He's also flown out to center field. Runner at first with one out as the pitch is just inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Cannon Handy picked up his first professional win after logging 2 1/3 innings in Modesto. As there is a called strike, counted one ball and one strike. That was on Sunday in Modesto about 3 weeks ago. And his only loss came against Rancho Cucamonga in his next outing. As here's the 1-1, that's outside, two balls and a strike. It said 105 on the radar gun. I don't think that's right from Cannon Handy. If it is, that is a lot of records. As here comes the 2-1, and it's outside, three balls and a strike. Runner at first with one out. Cannon Handy trying to work around a leadoff error by the third baseman in Luis Mendez. As that's outside, ball four, and the third walk for Peyton. So Quintos up to second. Fresno has six walks tonight. And now a mound visit between Cannon Handy and Darius Perry with Lisbel Diaz coming to the plate. As Handy, a little bit disappointed with himself. Chuck Chansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As that pitch is low, one ball, no strikes. To Lisbel Diaz, 2 for 3, a 2 RBI double, and a run scored back in the first inning. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way to put up another zero. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. And the count at 1-1. Good fastball from Handy. Upper 80s, low 90s. Also has a slider and a changeup. Runs a curveball as well. So here comes the 1-1. And that swung on and missed. There's that curveball. Count at 1-2. A 4-pitch mix for Handy. Started the year in the ACL, now up helping Fresno out any way he can. He's worked innings in different scenarios as a starter and as a back-end reliever. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Went right back to the curveball, and Diaz is out. Second strikeout for Handy. And here comes Ryo with two outs, runners at first and second. Ryo's reached base all three times, a 2 RBI single. He also has another single and a walk. Handy made 4 appearances, all starts with the ACO Rockies, a 2.65 ERA over 17 innings. As the first pitch is on its way as Handy looks in, 12 on the pitch clock. And it's a called strike, count at 0-1. Cannon Handy in the offseason will go back to working as a door-to-door sales agent for T-Mobile. It was his job after finishing up school, and he said he loves that work. And trying to make a transaction end this inning as that ball gets away from Perry, and both runners will advance. Quintos, good job taking a big lead over at second base, now gets to third easily. So now runners at second and third with two outs. Count of one ball and one strike. As once again, the Giants putting runners in scoring position. Here comes the 1-1 as Handy trying to get through this inning. There's the 1-1, and that's a ground ball foul. Count of one ball and two strikes from Cannon Handy. As we said, Handy's from Harriman, Utah, was one of the best lefties to come out of Utah a few years ago. And now pitching in professional baseball. One ball, two strikes. He will come set, and he will step off the rubber as time called by Ryo. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second and third here with two outs. Andy comes set again. Here comes the 1-2, and it's a foul ball as Ryo stays alive. Esselin Cassiani on deck, but Cannon Handy, believe this is his game. There is no one getting loose down in that Fresno bullpen. The Grizzlies in the gray unis, San Jose in the black unis. Here comes the 1-2. It's high, two balls and two strikes. Yesterday, San Jose scored their lone run in the bottom of the seventh inning. And tonight, an opportunity to take the lead here in the bottom of the seventh once again. 5-5 our score. Here's the 2-2 from Handy. And it's fouled off as Ryo stays alive. A great pitch from Handy as Ryo just salvaging this at bat. Down at two balls and two strikes. Handy will come sit around the belt. Here comes the pitch. And a breaking ball called strike three. What a curveball for Handy to end the inning. Let's head to the eighth, tied at five. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow.
Top of the eighth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 5-5 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. As Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-3, will stride to the plate against Cole Hillier. A double back in the third for Wimmer. As the first pitch is a called strike, count it 0-1. And once again, the Grizzlies on Saturdays, a late close game. Surprise, surprise. Welcome to Grizzlies baseball. Here's the 0-1. As that's fouled off, count it 0-2. The Grizzlies looking for a big win to salvage this series. If San Jose wins, they win the series. As here comes the 0-2 to Wimmer from Hillier. He will wind and deal, and the pitch is in the dirt. Count at 1-2. Hillier allowed a pair of hits and a sacrifice fly back in the sixth inning. Since then, four straight retired. Here's the 1-2. Inside, count now at two balls and two strikes. Braylon Wimmer, 9 home runs. He has 3 of them here at this ballpark. His dad, Chris, used to play for the San Jose Giants back in the day. Here's the 2-2, and that is called strike 3, and Wimmer is out. Third strikeout for Hillier. That's the first out of the inning, as Wimmer is out on strikes. 7 strikeout overall for San Jose pitching. And now Nick Guile, who's 1-for-3. A single and a run scored. That was back in the second. Here comes the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Top of the eighth inning, a scoring update. Rancho Cucamonga leads Lake Elsinore 2-1. They're in the bottom of the seventh. As that pitch is low, 2 balls, no strikes. But the Storm, bases loaded, no outs as they look for a crucial win against the Quakes. Visalia in the bottom of the second lead Inland Empire 4-0. Here's the pitch to Guile outside. 3 balls and no strikes. And Modesto Stockton have not started yet First pitch right around the corner at Banner Island Ballpark. Our score here, 5-5. Here's the pitch, outside, ball four, and a one-out walk to Guile. That's the second walk issued by San Jose Pitching, as here comes left fielder Brad Cumbis. Cumbis is 2-for-3, a pair of singles and a pair of runs in tonight's game. Brad Cumbis, the former Mississippi State Bulldog, played football and baseball, was a tight end on the Mississippi State football team. As there is a pop-up, this is drifting out to shallow first base, and in foul territory making the play is Peyton for the second out. And Cumbis is retired. So two outs now, as here comes the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. 2-for-3, a three-run homer. He also has a double in this game. Tucker has been the headline for this Grizzlies offense tonight. Tucker, a two-hit game, now his fourth at-bat. Tevin Tucker, his home run and his double are both career highs. As that's inside, count at 1-0. His 3 RBI is also a career high for him. And his fourth at-bat now is also going to be a career high. So a career high day for Tevin Tucker. As here comes the 1-0. And that's a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Don't know where that missed. We've seen a couple close calls tonight. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at first is Guile. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. And he will foul that one off. And the count now at 2-1 as it lands just to the right of us. Count remains at 2-1. Tevin Tucker wears number 8 on the back of his jersey. Listed at 6 feet, 180 pounds, 24 years old from Petersburg, Virginia. Both he and his brother played baseball. His brother played with Jackie Bradley Jr. As here's another foul ball, 2-2. Tevin Tucker claims he's a better player than his brother, but of course I never saw his brother play, so I would assume that he's probably right, or fibbing, and we're just going to have to believe it. The count at 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Hillier. And that is inside in the count full. 3-2. So Guile will take off on the payoff pitch. And Tucker, let's see if he can drive a pitch here. Here comes the 3-2 from Hillier. And it is called strike 3 at the upper part of the zone. And that will end the inning. We head to the bottom of the 8th, tied at 5. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the eighth inning. We are tied at five here in San Jose at Excite Ballpark as the Giants and the Grizzlies continue their six-game series with Game 5 tonight as Cassiani fouls off the first pitch. Counted 0-1 for the new Grizzlies arm left-hander in Bryson Hammer. Takes over for Cannon Handy, who worked one clean inning, had one walk and three punch-outs. So now to Bryson Hammer. As that pitch runs inside, count at 1-1. Hammer is listed at 6'1", 186 pounds. A 3-2 record of 1.89 ERA. Here comes the 1-1. That is a called strike. Count at 1-2. Hammer, 22 years old, born in Stony Point, North Carolina. A 12th round draft pick by the Rockies out of Dallas Baptist in 2023. As the 1-2 is a slow ground ball to Mendez at third, and Cassiani is out. I don't know about that one. As the fans, they disagree as well, as here comes manager Yedwin Villegas. That was a close play, as now Runge had made the call at first, but the Grizzlies will take it. It goes 5-3 for the out. If we get a replay right here on Bally Live or MILB TV, we'll have a chance to see exactly how close it was. Vegas is not happy with the call from Runge and gives his 2 cents as he will head back towards his third base coach's box. But looking at the replay right here, Mendez, that was a tough play to make, and Cassiani was safe. It was not close. That was actually not close at all. Either way, the Grizzlies will take it, though, as now it's Cole Foster. And the pitch is swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Good pitch from Hammer on the inside part of the plate. Bryson Hammer, this is his 24th game out of the bullpen. As we said, a 3-2 record, a 1.89 ERA, as the 0-1 is a called strike, now 0-2. He has 2 holds, and he has 4 saves and 8 chances this year. But in this situation, we're tied, so just trying to pick up a 0. As the 0-2 is outside, now at 1-2 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Grizzlies will have 8-9-1 due up in the 9th. As here's a fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow center field. Then the shortstop, Perez, makes the play for the second out. And Foster is retired, so one shortstop pops out to the other. And with 2 outs, here comes Ty Hanchy. 0-3 with a walk for Hanchy. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Hammer does a great job hiding the baseball, even when he comes set in out of the stretch position. The ball is hidden behind his back, as here's a soft ground ball to second. Tucker, the toss to first in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Bryson Hammer. We head to the 9th, tied at 5. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants. at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the ninth inning. We are tied at 5 here at Excite Ballpark as Darius Perry will lead things off 0-for-2. With a sacrifice fly back in the sixth inning. That tied the game up as Junior Flores takes over on the mound for the Giants. As the first pitch is fouled off by Perry, counted 0-1. 97 from Flores. 6'1", 233 pounds for the right-hander from Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent in 2020. Takes over for Cole Hillier. As here comes the 0-1 to Perry. And it's inside, almost hits him. Count it 1-1. Darius Perry, that was a scary pitch from Flores. Last time the Quintos. First strikeout, second out of the inning. 10 strikeouts now for Fresno pitching. And here's Luke Schlieger, 1-for-4, a single in the fifth inning. Bryson Hammer, it's been great out of the bullpen. Here comes the pitch. It's high, count of 1 ball. And no strikes. As we said, Hammer, though, he's very tough to pick up, especially for lefties. Here's the 1-0. That's a called strike. Count at 1-1. And Hammer, he had 3 perfect innings, facing retired 8 batters, tallying 9 outs on June 2nd here at Excite Ballpark, as he's trying to pick up something similar. As did he go on the check swing? He did not. Count now at 2 balls. And a strike. So far, 5 batters has retired all 5. But of course, Hammer needs to get the 6th one right here. As the 2-1 is a called strike. Now 2-2. 92 miles per hour from Bryson Hammer. The Dallas Baptist product. We'll see if he can put a nail into this bottom of the 9th for Fresno. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Bryson Hammer. Winds and deals. And it's a line drive and caught! What a play from Andy Perez! Are you kidding me? That will end the inning and we are headed to extras on an outstanding catch from Andy Perez. We are off to free baseball here in San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Free baseball, top of the 10th inning here at Excite Ballpark, 5-5 between the Grizzlies and the Giants, as Andy Perez is the automatic runner at second base, and Braylon Wimmer will lead things off 1-for-4 with a double. Junior Flores back on the bump for San Jose. Saturday night baseball game, 5-of-6. Here comes the first pitch to Wimmer. As now we have time called and a pitch clock violation and the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies, as we mentioned in the last half inning, they are 6-2 in extras this year, a 4-1 mark on the road. They have won six straight extra innings games. And for the third Saturday in their last four Saturdays, they are headed to free baseball. Here's the 1-0. That's a called strike. Count at one ball and one strike. The Grizzlies won 4-3 in 11 innings last Saturday. And then three Saturdays ago, they won in 10 innings in Modesto 6-4. As here comes the 1-1 to Braylon Wimmer. And he will chop one to short. No advancement from Perez. A throw to first in time. And an unproductive out for Fresno. Goes 6-3. As here comes first baseman Nick Guile. So runner at second with one out now is Wimmer. A big bat retired. We'll bring up now Nick Guile. Guile's reached base twice. A single and a run back in the second. A walk in the eighth inning. So 1-3. Here's the pitch to Guile as it's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. For San Jose in the bottom of the 10th will be Peyton Diaz-Rio. 6-7-8. As here comes the 1-0 to Guile. Big hole on the right side as the second baseman. As here's a ground ball again to short. Tough play for the shortstop in Foster, and he makes it as Perez gets to third. That was a risky play. So now runner at third on back-to-back ground outs to short. And with two out, Cumbis. 2-for-4, a pair of singles and a pair of runs. Can Cumbis come in the clutch again? Fresno on their last walk-off was because of Brad Cumbis. As here comes the pitch to the Mississippi State product from Flores. And it swung on a miscounted 0-1. Cumbis is 6'6", 235 pounds, 23 years old, born in Biloxi, Mississippi. Ninth round draft pick in 2022. Was on the shelf all last year with an undisclosed injury. As here comes the 0-1 to Cumbis. And it is low, one ball and one strike. I wonder if he'll see a plethora of breaking pitches from Flores. Because Cumbis can handle a good fastball, and Flores has one of those. As here comes the 1-1. Runner at third with two outs, the pitch. And a line drive and a base into center field, and Cumbis delivers again! An RBI single, and Fresno takes a 6-5 lead here in the 10th inning. His third hit of the game, and Cumbis gives Fresno the lead as Andy Perez will score. That is a big RBI for Cumbis. His fourth RBI since joining Fresno as Perez scores first hit and a run this inning. That's an unearned run for Flores. As here's Tevin Tucker, and that will hit him square in the back. So Cumbis trots to second, and Tucker now will head down to first. Third time he's reached base. Home run, double, and now a hit by pitch. So now first and second with two outs, and it's Darius Perry. 0-for-3 is a sacrifice fly. As Fresno a 6-5 lead. This Grizzlies team allowed five runs in the first inning. Zero since, and now have an opportunity to win this game. That Cumbis single, by the way, that gave them the lead, gave them 10 hits in this game as well. Fresno also has committed three errors, their most this season. Can Perry add to this lead? Here comes the pitch. And he swings and misses. Counted 0-1, 96 from Flores. Runners at first and second with two outs. Andy Perez, the automatic runner, scoring. And he did a great job getting to third on that ground ball by Guile. Cumbis delivered, though, as here comes the 0-1 to Darius Perry. And it is a called strike now, 0-2, 97 from Flores. Let's see if he goes right back to that fastball. Perry, one home run, 8 RBI, a 136 batting average. 0-for-3 today. As Tucker leads from first, Cumbis at second. Here comes the 0-2. And it's called strike three, a great breaking ball, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies, though, they take the lead, an RBI single from Brad Cumbis. We head to the bottom of the 10th. Can the Grizzlies hold on for a big Saturday night win?
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com. There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the 10th inning, 6-5, Fresno leads San Jose as the Grizzlies three outs away from a big win, and they give the ball to Brady Hill. The automatic runner at second is Luke Schlieger as Jack Payton, who has three walks, will strike to the plate 0-for-1. He also has a run scored. So Jack Payton in his 2024 San Jose Giants debut. A chance to tie or win this game against Brady Hill, a 2-1 record, a 2.77 ERA. Here's the pitch from the righty, and it's high and inside, count at 1-0. Final line for Bryson Hammer, two perfect innings, six up, six down with one strikeout, and gives Fresno a chance to win this game as they scored in the top of the 10th inning. Fresno looking for their seventh straight extra innings win as that ball is in the dirt and Perry just stopped it. Count it 2-0. San Jose needs one to tie, two to win. They'll have Peyton, Diaz, and Rio do up. Paid crowd of 1,714 here at Excite Ballpark for Saturday Night Baseball. Here comes the 2-0 from Brady Hill. And it's inside, three balls and no strikes. Fourth pitcher out of the Grizzlies' pen. Hoffman an inning, Handy an inning, Hammer two innings, and now Brady Hill. Diaz on deck as here comes the 3-0 from Hill. And it's inside, ball four. The fourth walk to Payton. So now runners at first and second, no outs, and it's Lizbel Diaz, 2-for-4, a 2-RBI double, and a run scored. Fresno, though, has 7 walks and 4 of them to Payton. And now it's Diaz against Brady Hill, the San Jose State Spartan. Both of his wins have come to this ballpark. He already has a save here at Excite Ballpark. Looking for his second at this ballpark as that's inside, count of 1-0. He hasn't been close with any of his pitches so far. Hill, 23rd game out of the bullpen. He is 4-for-5 in save chances. He also has 2 holds. Has a mound visit between Perry and Hill. Hill, 6 feet, 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Spokane, Washington. 15th round draft pick in 2022 out of San Jose State. Of course, the Spartans playing here at Excite Ballpark, so Brady Hill knows this mound, knows this area, and would love to help out the Grizzlies beat the Giants. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Diaz, and it's low. Two balls and no strikes. Stay tuned for the postgame show as the Grizzlies trying to hold on tonight. Here comes the 2-0, and that's low. Three balls, no strikes. Seven pitches, and no strikes for Hill. He will face Ryo, the next batter, but Fresno, not a lot of bullets left in that bullpen. Three balls, no strikes as Hill comes set. Here's the 3-0, and it's a strike all the way as Diaz was already walking towards first. Three balls and a strike. It was one of those plays where Diaz was walking so soon that he almost got hit by the pitch. As it counts at three balls and a strike. Runners at first and second, no outs. As the 3-1 is fouled off, now 3-2. Good fastball at 92 from Hill as he's back in the count. All it takes sometimes is to get back into the zone. The Grizzlies tonight have seven walks, one shy of their most walks in a game this season. They have hurt themselves. As here comes the 3-2 from Hill. And it swung on and foul tipped into the glove for the out. What a strikeout for Brady Hill. Comes back from 3-0 and he picks up the strikeout. And with one out, here comes Elion Ryo. Ryo's reached base three times, two singles and a walk. He also has two RBI. Struck out looking his last time at the dish, but Ryo can play hero. Runners at first and second with one out. Here's the pitch from Hill, and it's foul-tipped. Count at 0-1. The Grizzlies trying to win tonight, win their seventh straight extra innings game. It would be their third extra innings win on a Saturday over their last four. No balls, one strike. Brady Hill comes set. Here comes the 0-1. And it's fouled off now, 0-2. Good slider from Hill. Brady Hill's second year with Fresno. Last year, it was a little bit of a learning curve for the right-hander. Despite leading the Mountain West in saves in his final year at college, Hill last year was a middle reliever and ran into some control issues. This year, a much different story. No balls, two strikes, as Hill has thrown five straight strikes now after starting with seven straight balls. No balls, two strikes. As we have a balk, and Hill is called for the balk. And both runners are going to advance. As Hill wants an explanation from the base umpire in Joshua Runge. Hill wants to know exactly what he did. As Runge's saying that he did something, apparently. So I don't know exactly what Hill did. But now the winning run is at second base. No balls, two strikes. Second and third. Here comes the pitch from Hill. And a line drive, and that's going to win the game for the Giants. Down the left field line, and a ball comes back to win it for San Jose. They win the series, a 7-6 win here in 10. Elion Ryo down the third baseline, a 2-RBI single, and that will do it. The Giants come back and win here in the bottom of the 10th, and that will do it. We'll be back in the postgame right after this.
There are Giants among us. Impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I can pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark here in San Jose, California for the post-game show. Wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies have suffered a series defeat as the San Jose Giants walk it off on your Grizzlies 7-6 here in 10 innings. The Grizzlies now drop to 41-32, 3-5 here in the second half. San Jose 6-2 now here in the second half as they have taken control as they're trying to get to the postseason. They're 43-30 overall. Fresno 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. They left 9 on base. San Jose 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. The winning pitcher is Junior Flores, now 4-1. The loss to Brady Hill, now 2-2. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,714. Well, the Grizzlies fell behind 5-0 in the bottom of the first. Cesar Quintos, an RBI single, made it 1-0. And then Lisbel Diaz's first double with the Giants, a 2-RBI double, made it 3-0. Rio followed with a 2-RBI single. Elion Rio made it 5-0 San Jose. But the Grizzlies, one step at a time, they got back into this game. Tevin Tucker, a 3-run homer, a second of the year. That was in the top of the second. Cut the deficit to 2. Then Fresno, sacrifice fly in the 5th from Andy Perez. And a sacrifice fly in the 6th by Darius Perry. Tied the game at 5. Then in the top of the 10th inning, after zeros from both teams over the final 3 innings, Brad Cumbis, a 2-out RBI single, made it 6-5. But in the bottom of the 10th, with 1 out, runners at 1st and 2nd, a balk was called on Brady Hill, putting 2 runners on at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, and Elion Rio, an RBI single, scoring 2 runs, and 7-6 San Jose beats Fresno. So the Grizzlies suffered their first extra innings loss in their last 7 games. They also lose here in extras for the first time in a hot minute as well, as the Grizzlies suffer a series loss at the hands of the San Jose Giants. Let's go through the scoring plays. Let's go through the offense now after the scoring plays. For Fresno, they had 10 hits, 3 by Brad Cumbis, 2 by Andy Perez, 2 from Tevin Tucker. Tucker had 3 RBI thanks to that home run. Perez, though, he had a triple. He's now in the top 10 in Grizzlies' career. Triples, congratulations to Andy Perez. Cumbis had an RBI and 2 runs as well. double for Braylon Wimmer and Tevin Tucker as the Grizzlies, they fall 7-6. For San Jose, the bottom of the lineup got it done for them. A three-hit game for Elion Ryo. He had four RBI. And for Lisbel Diaz, he had two hits and two RBI. Diaz, the only extra base hit for San Jose. They only have one extra base hit over their last 17 hits overall. Let's go to the pitching now, where the Grizzlies used five pitchers. Isaiah Coupe, after a rough first inning, settled down. He pitched five total innings, allowed five runs, all earned on eight hits, three walks, and six Ks. Then Tyler Hoffman, Cannon Handy, and Bryson Hammer, four hitless and scoreless innings, three walks. They combined for four punchouts. Hammer, six up and six down in his outing. Then Brady Hill picking up the loss, a third of an inning, a hit, two runs, an earned run, a walk, and a K. I never want to say this, but the umpires missed a couple calls tonight, the one at first base on a ground ball earlier in the game. But I don't know how a balk is called in that situation. It threw off the timing for Brady Hill, who was ahead in the count 0-2. He left a pitch hanging, and Ryo did the damage. So the balk, a big difference maker for the Grizzlies as they fall tonight. San Jose, Eubert Mejia's five innings of work allowed four runs, four earned on seven hits, one walk, and four Ks. Three innings of work for Cole Hillier. He had a blown save, two hits, one run. It was earned, one walk, and four strikeouts. And then Junior Flores, despite an unearned run allowed in the top of the 10th, he picks up the win. Two innings of work for the hard-throwing right-hander. So the Grizzlies, they fall 7-6, and they will have to win tomorrow. There's no doubt about it, because the Giants, with the win today, they are now up 11-9 in the season series. The Grizzlies, in order for them to make the postseason, will have to find a way to get past San Jose, who leads here in the second half. If somehow they end up being tied, it will then go head-to-head, which San Jose has. Then the next one in terms of it as well is the record in the division. Well, the Giants keep winning and helping out their cause. So San Jose looking for the series, or they won the series, looking to take 5 out of 6 tomorrow. And a pitching matchup for Fresno right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 3-3 record, a 3.05 ERA. He'll be countered by San Jose lefty Dylan Carmouche, a 5-1 record, a 3.31 ERA. First pitch at 5 p.m., pregame show at 4:45, and we hope you can join us. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year, the 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an